Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Aileen Drexler, Jordana Abraham, and Sammy Sage. Before they were business partners, they were close friends who've known each other since elementary school.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Get to know the women who've been making us laugh since 2011.
Who allowed you to take my breath away?
This is At Betches.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Jordana. We've got a lot to talk about today. Before we get into all that, we just wanted to say we filmed something very exciting last night, and we will talk about it on next week's episode, which I'm excited to talk to, like, share with everyone. And Sammy and I, we're not going to talk about the Bravo reunion today, but we are going to talk about it on, because you guys are always like, you have a Bravo podcast. Why don't you talk about it there? Well, we took your advice. We listened, and we are now going to talk about all four episodes of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion on Bravo by Betches with Dylan Haper, who hosts that podcast.
Yeah, we here for you. And we're going to go on the Bravo podcast. We're going to spare you the 4 weeks of the reunion talk, and we'll be there. You're right. We have a Bravo podcast. We're just not the hosts of it. So we pushed our way in to go on the Bravo podcast, and we will be talking about it there. I'm also so excited to share our share the behind the scenes details of our filming from last night, because I feel like people could enjoy like hearing about what they didn't see on, you know, the actual airing.
Yes, but we can't talk about it yet. So we'll talk about it on next week's episode. Get excited. And then it's like a big week for like nothing really happened, I feel like, pop culturally that much, but it's like a big, I feel like it is like the age of TV. I was talking to my brother about this the other day, actually, where it's like people used to talk about like movies a lot, like much, yeah, it's much more like movie based conversation. And now, like, I guess maybe because all the movies are on TV or something like that, or probably other things too, everyone just talks about TV.
Right. Well, I feel like, okay, I kind of feel like there's a general sentiment, like movies are too long and people prefer to watch TV shows now. Like, I think the half hour or hour long, the way it's segmented, I think people prefer that now because we have so much time, like at home, that we're like looking at our screens. So I think people want shorter.
That, like, makes sense.
They want to consume like their content in shorter pieces for a longer amount of time rather than just like a blockbuster movie that's going to be like 2 hours. And then,
right. Or even if they want to consume it all, then they want to like binge it. They want to like want, you know what I mean? Like they want like,
yeah,
a lot of little things in a row.
Right. Right. I mean, some shows I think are like better watched like 1 week at a time, and some are better watched like all at once. I think the better a show is, I think sort of like the mark of a quality show is that you can watch it 1 week at a time and you don't need to like just consume it all at once.
Right. I totally
like
agree.
I don't think I, like, maybe this is because of the like foreign language element, but I don't think I could have watched Squid Game 1 week at a time. Like, I needed to watch it all at once.
I was hesitant to watch, but once I got into it, now I'm like, I'm really excited to watch the next one. And I watched like, well, because it's so, it's almost like also because certain shows can lend themselves to bingeability, but some shows are like so intense that you like need a break. Like that was like, it's very like violent and it's very daunting, but we'll get into Squid Game later. Yeah.
But we are going to talk about Squid Game.
Yeah. And I think speaking of things that people don't really talk about as much, or maybe it's just like our generation, I feel like no one's really talking about like songs that are new out there. And maybe that's because of the pandemic. And like,
no, I think we're just not in the music community.
You
like,
think?
I totally disagree. In the music community, like not in the music community, like there's no like beginning and end of the music community, but I think people who are like really into music or they're into like certain artists, like do care. Like there's like New Music Fridays and like,
maybe I just
all
don't
the music comes out.
No,
I think you're, well, I think it's like people got really pumped when like Drake's new album comes out. Like there's just like,
I'm saying individual
Taylor
songs.
When Taylor Swift releases a song, it is a thing.
But there's no like, because no one's going out, or people are going out, I think, less than they were. I think maybe there's no like what was the song of the summer for 2021?
I'm Blinded by the Weeknd. Ooh.
I guess.
Or that other song, Circles, like, no, I don't know if that was 2021. I think it was 2020.
Maybe there's just less to talk about with the song.
Maybe we're just older.
That's possible. So Adele's album is coming out, highly anticipated. I'll actually be like into that one. I like that she doesn't release a constant barrage of new music, because I feel like it's almost like we were talking about with the bingeability of like the really good shows. I'm kind of like, I need like, she lets everyone have like a couple years to absorb the music before she's hitting us with new music. I feel like Taylor Swift releases a little too much music, in my opinion.
I think like it's just about the artist. Like not every, like some people are more prolific than others. Like it's just, you know what I mean?
I prefer her style.
Like if Taylor Swift didn't have, so it's not like Taylor Swift is coming out with like crap. I think like, I thought like Folklore and Evermore were her, like, I think they might be my favorite of all her albums.
I thought the opposite. I didn't like either of them at all. And I was like a big Taylor Swift person before, but I had like, was not into any of the,
you like pop Taylor Swift and like,
and pseudo country Taylor Swift.
Right. I much prefer like the recent Taylor.
Interesting.
Like, I'm obsessed with Folklore and Evermore. Like, I think I would rather. Yeah. Like, I'm just like a little bit, more into that. Also, the reason she's coming out with all these new songs, like out of the vault, is really like kind of like a fuck you to Scooter Braun. That it's not really like about like, you know.
Well, I think that's a little weird. Like, you're an artist.
No, I don't think so at all. Like, she's releasing music.
If you're an artist,
she wants to own her masters, because
redoing that. I get that. That's different than the new albums. You're saying the new albums she's are releasing, fuck you to Scooter Braun.
No, not like Folklore and Evermore, but like she's releasing new songs on the new albums, on the master, re-recorded masters. Oh, that's where
she's releasing them.
Yeah,
I see.
She's not coming out with a new album. She's just releasing new songs on those albums, because I'm sure she wants people to listen to stream Taylor's version rather than Scooter Braun's version.
Sure. I don't know. If you had only listened to one artist, would it be, let's say you could only, everything you would listen for the rest of your life plays as either a Taylor Swift song or an Adele song. What are you listening to?
I'm listening to Taylor Swift because she has more songs.
What if it's one song? Reason. What if it's one
what
song?
What song is it?
It has to be a Taylor Swift song or an Adele song.
I get to pick what song it is?
Yes.
I think it would probably be a Taylor Swift song. Yeah. What about you? And what song would it be?
I think it would be, I feel like Adele has some like, here's the thing. Adele has like a deeper, like she has deeper songs that are like, feel more like intense, but like, I don't know if I could listen. I think Adele's greatest song is better than Taylor Swift's greatest song.
What do you think is Adele's greatest song? And what do you think is Taylor Swift's
greatest song? I don't know, but like whatever it is, probably that. Like,
well, that's subjective.
Hello, great song. Probably one of the best songs. I think
All Too Well Alone is definitely better than any Adele song.
Disagree. Whatever. That's
it. Adele song is it better than? What Adele song is better than All Too Well? Okay.
Is that what it's called?
I don't think so. Hello.
Is it called Hello?
Hold on. Let me just. It is called Hello. Hello from the.
All right. Yeah.
I couldn't listen to that.
I couldn't listen to either of those songs. Like, I feel like I could probably listen to Taylor Swift's song more frequently, but it's not. I think it's not as good as the greatest Adele song.
So you think All Too Well is not as good as Hello?
No, and I'm a big saying. All Too Well fan.
Yeah.
So
okay. Well, I honestly think Taylor's like new music is so much deeper than her old music. Like her old music is all about like how she was like obsessed with boys. And now she sings about like all types of different things, and she has like narratives in them and stories, and like I think she is just like the best songwriter. Like I'm obsessed. Like the two new albums were like so good.
Did she write all her own songs?
So much deeper. Yeah, she. I mean, she collaborates, but she writes all her own music.
Huh. Well, we'll see if anything on Adele's new album is going to be as good as Taylor Swift's album.
I'm sure. I'm going to love Adele's new album. Like, I hate that we're pitting two beautiful, amazing women against each other.
I can pit two male artists against each other too. We're just on the topic of Adele.
Right. But like, right, right, right. I love them both. I think both of them are like my favorite.
I think
like,
both of them are better than Kanye West, but that's my musical preference.
I think so. I generally prefer to listen to female artists. I think female vocals are so much prettier to listen to than male vocals. Like,
Bruce Springsteen?
I love Bruce Springsteen's songs, but I don't think his vocals are particularly beautiful. Like, he's obviously amazing and like so right. talented. And I actually think we were driving from Boston the other day and we were listening to Bruce Springsteen in the car. And I was thinking, like, I actually think Taylor Swift is sort of like a female, younger, obviously, Bruce Springsteen, especially her newer albums and the way she writes about like almost like folk songs or like songs that are narratives. Like, I really think she kind of has like a Bruce Springsteen. She reminds me of him, honestly. I will say that.
I don't really get
Bruce Springsteen vibes. He's also prolific. Like, he comes out with, he has so many albums. I don't even really listen to his new albums, but
it reminds me of the Zoolander conversation where he's like, or that partner in Zoolander where he's like, Sting is a person I respect very much. Like, his music, I don't really listen to it, but just the fact that he's making it, I respect that.
Well, I mean, honestly, I just prefer older Bruce Springsteen music. Like, I don't think that's like
much more classic. Know, yeah,
it is more classic.
Bruce Springsteen or Billy Joel? Who are you?
Ooh, I think to? I would have to.
I pitted really two, love two Billy Joel. Iconic men against each other.
Well, I don't think it's very nice either.
Well, I'm all about the competition.
You are. It would probably have to be Bruce because I found his lyrics to be deeper and more interesting. Like, you can like there's more to uncover, but I love Billy Joel music. Like, I think his music, I love so many Billy Joel songs.
Same. Billy Joel's got he's got a good voice too.
I think he has a better voice than Bruce, you could argue.
I do feel like, I see what you're saying.
It's about the voice. It's like, it's about like the way they sing the song. Like, part of why I think Taylor is so good is because of the way she sings the songs. Like, it's not just her voice. It's like the intonations she uses at like different times.
Well, we'll have to find out from the audience if what song they would listen to on repeat if they could only listen to one song for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I would maybe do like, what song would you do for the rest of your life? Hello,
I don't know. I mean, no, if just between Taylor and if I had to listen to one Adele song, that would be it. I don't know if that's like the one song I would listen to on repeat.
I don't know what
drive myself crazy. Either. It'd be very hard.
I think any song, no matter how much you love it, will suck if you is the only song you can listen to.
I actually, on my walks, I've gotten really into classical music. I find it very calming. Maybe not that one, but like a lot of the more mellow ones.
Like, what are the mellow ones?
Like Canon in
Taco Bell.
The Canon D, the one like the wedding processional one.
The wedding processional.
Well, that's how I was like came across it and like looking for songs for my wedding. But I actually find it very soothing. And then like I don't even know the names because it just plays like on like a playlist of like classical music. Right. So and the girl, well, none of them are called like Folklore. It's like by Bach.
Well, he had names. They had names. But either way, I think that classical music is actually very good. There's a reason they play it in elevators. You know,
it's very soothing.
It also is like you don't have to tune in. Like sometimes when I'm listening to music, I can't pay attention to what I'm doing because I'm like paying attention to the music. Or if I'm paying attention to what I'm doing, I'm not paying attention to the music. So classical music, I think, enables you to do all of that.
I agree. And there must be something where it like lowers your, I feel like it does lower my anxiety because it's just
I think like musical instruments are lovely to listen to when
they are.
Yeah.
What did you play in high school?
The clarinet.
Me too. You definitely dropped out a lot earlier than me.
I dropped out like in fifth grade. Like I did the bass clarinet for like 3 days and I was like, this is too big clarinet for me to carry. I was very intense about getting to play the bass clarinet. I was like, I have to be the best clarinet player so I can play the bass
clarinet.
Imagine
if you still played it. Maybe you get out the bass clarinet. I'll get out the regular clarinet. You don't get out the saxophone. And we'll just start a classical music troupe.
We'll be a Reeds band.
We can all three of us. We can audition for the New York Philharmonic.
Or we could try to join Bruce Springsteen's band. He has a lot of members. They could drown us out.
Are there clarinetists?
I don't know, but there's definitely like a lot of instruments in his band.
I don't know if I want to be in a, I want to play classical music.
Okay. I don't think clarinets were like classical music instruments.
They are classical. Yeah, they are. Clarinets are classical.
I don't think
music.
I've ever heard a clarinet.
You ever seen
a
like an orchestra?
No.
You've never seen an orchestra ever. Yeah.
Like not just an orchestra.
What do you mean?
Like I've never just watched an orchestra. Like I've been to an orchestra.
Like, they have like things in Central Park with like the Philharmonic and stuff. My dad loves that shit. He used to. Yeah. My dad loves that stuff. He's like, maybe that's why I got into it. My dad's very into classical music and he plays it at that in Israeli music. Solely in his car.
Right. I remember the Israeli music in his car. How trendy of us on this podcast talking about right? that.
We know what's up in the musical world.
This is incredibly on brand, isn't it?
Listen, I'm not ashamed. I highly recommend it.
You're telling yourself that you'd be talking about how much you love classical music.
Listen, I'm uncool
podcast.
And I don't care who knows it. I suggest to the audience to listen to classical music as you're taking off on a plane and as you're landing. I find it to be like a great way to bookend your flight. That was maybe a weird suggestion. Okay. So I think,
you know what? Someone's going to try it and they will feel less anxious.
That's just me helping soothe anxieties all over the world.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepy's Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their Zip Footy Pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
Should we bring back the anxiety by talking about Squid Game?
We should. So I was like hesitant to start Squid Game.
I hate violence.
The idea of it just didn't seem like that appealing to me. Like, I don't love things with subtitles. I think we're similar in that we can't really pay attention. It's like hard to pay attention. But yeah. Mike really wanted to watch it. So we tried it and like, I love it.
Yeah. Avi watched it before I did. Like, he was watching it alone, and then I started it right after he finished and watched it also by myself. I was resistant to it, not because of the subtitles, because, like, I know I loved, like, Parasite, and that had subtitles, but I was nervous about the, like, people said it was very violent, and I hate violent stuff. And the other thing I was nervous about was that the people said the dubbing was really bad. Did you watch it with like the English dubbing? Like, how did you watch it?
I watched it just in Korean with the subtitles.
Oh, so you did it with like English. The better way. I did it the worst way, where I did it with English dub because
I hate that.
Yeah, it's so bad, but that was what it was automatically on and I just didn't change it.
Okay.
So what did you think of the show?
I loved it. So I kind of feel like it's kind of like Parasite meets MTV's The Challenge meets like The Purge or
the
something.
Hunger Games.
Or like The Hunger Games, I guess. I really liked it. Actually, it's interesting. Like, I've only really seen like two Korean, it's Parasite and like this. But did you feel like they had a similar energy?
Yeah, I think it's because, and this is based on like reading stuff about the show, I think it's because like there's sort of like there are a lot of like common themes in Korean cinema. Also the guy like Bong Joon-ho, who wrote Parasite, he also did this movie Snowpiercer, right, which also has that theme. And I think the idea is just like they're very focused on like the inequality, and they're very focused on like, you know, it's a strong eat the rich culture.
Right. Are there like super rich people? And I'm just like, so what is the Korean culture? Yeah. It's like a lot of class divide, I would assume.
I think so. Yeah. Like what you're seeing, which is like everywhere, but I think it's like pronounced there, and then they make art based on it. I think I love it. Like I love that. I wonder what like the reason is that people in America gravitate to these like wealth inequality shows or wealth inequality. Like,
do you think they're gravitating towards the wealth inequality part, or do you just think it's like a really well-made like
show? I don't think so. Because like, if you're watching it with subtitles or dubbed, it's like not as well-made anymore. It's like the script isn't as good. It's also not as accurate. But like the premise of the show is what I think like keeps people in. Like, I think everyone wanted to see like who would win.
Right.
Or
it's very suspenseful. They did. It's well made in that like they've made the suspense like very like
suspenseful.
Exciting.
Yeah. Did you understand like immediately that everybody would die except the winner?
Like that everyone in the entire show. Did you finish the show? I didn't finish it.
Yeah. I finished it. Fuck. You didn't finish it?
No, I have like a few episodes. I have a couple episodes left. Like we just said, like they're so violent, I can't watch all of them at the same time, but I'm very, I watch them at night.
Right before bed.
All right. Well, now I understand that concept.
Okay. So you didn't immediately understand it. Because to me, I was like, when the first episode, when like a bunch of people like, You know, spoilers are coming, guys.
Right.
Spoilers are coming. In the first episode where they just like shot all the people at red light, green light, I didn't realize like that meant that if you play and you don't win, you will automatically die.
Oh, that I got. I feel like it was pretty quick. That's what they said as soon as they.
But I thought like, died. Oh, maybe there could be like a winner and then just like survivors. I don't know.
No, I think I understood that. That's why it was so interesting that everyone came back, like let them all go. And then they all came back.
Well, again, I think another one of the like themes in these movies is like the despair of the working class, that like they would just like rather risk living, because like when they went back into their lives, they realized like, oh shit, I'm still in like a lot of debt. I don't have any way out. Like, why not just play this game?
Right. But it's interesting to see like that the amount of people that would just be like cool to die, like they'd rather be rich or dead.
I don't think it's necessarily that they'd rather be like rich. It's that they'd like rather, it's like they see no way out of their situation. So it's like, might as well try, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I would not have gone back. I would have been like, I'm out. I'll just struggle with my debts.
I don't know. It's hard to say without being in that position.
Well, it's also hard to say, like, do you have a family? Like,
what if you have creditors that are going to kill you?
Right. You might as well.
In that case, like, you're going to die anyway, or they're going to like horribly like assault you.
Yeah. Right. I guess. Yeah. That was kind of the idea, but I don't know. It was, what episode are you on?
I'm on they just finished the game with the marbles.
Oh, okay. The marble episode was a good episode. What did you think of that one?
I love that. Like the old man was like, kind of, like almost, it seemed like he was like faking being, like not knowing what was going on. And then he like called the guy out on taking advantage of him.
Yeah. I wonder like why he did that.
To me, it was, the characters aren't like that three-dimensional. Like you don't get a full background story on all of them.
I think that's because of the subtitles. I think that's partially because of the translation.
But they also don't, they get background on like a few different characters, but not like.
But it's like the subtlety of the background and also understanding like what those things mean in that culture. Right. Like there was an example of, I watched a TikTok about it actually, where someone was like saying how like a woman said something Remember the woman in the beginning who was like begging them to play?
Mm-hmm.
So someone was explaining like her character, how like it was actually like a really, it was kind of like a metaphor for like a certain type of person in Korean society, but like we wouldn't understand that, A.
Oh,
and also we can't like, we can't kind of like get it because we're not understanding the language and the nuances and the culture. Of the culture. So
right.
It's like, I think if you are Korean, it's probably like, they probably better. Do. You probably do understand the characters better.
Right. I also liked it in this, like this, in the show and in Parasite, it's sort of like everyone's a scumbag. Like it's not just, it's not like just the rich people are scumbags. It's like everyone's kind of a scumbag. And like, if given like the right opportunity, like anyone will sort of be scummy.
Yes. But I think in this show, it was more like people were scummy to save themselves versus like scummy for like,
in Parasite, they're kind of scummy to save themselves in a way, too.
No, I'm talking about the poor people. The poor people are scummy to save themselves, and the rich people are scummy for kicks to keep the poor people down.
Right. But I think the idea is kind of like everyone is, I to me, the idea is like everyone is sort of like internally the same level of scummy, and it just presents itself differently in various circumstances. For most people. Right.
Well, I think it's more like, what would you do? Like, what would you do in, like, it's hard to say, oh, if sort I were like white Lotus. Rich person. Yeah, right, right, exactly. Where it's like, you can sort of understand why each person is the way they are based on where they're coming from.
Right.
But you're not going to be like, there's no heroes.
Right. Although, and also like one, you who would you rather be? You'd rather be the rich scumbag than the poor scumbag, probably.
That's what Erica Easier Jane life. Said. That's what Erica Jane said. I've been poor and I've been rich. And let me tell you, being rich is way better.
Well, she has a point, depending on how you get there, I guess.
I mean, here's the thing. Of course, it's better to have money in a society that is a capitalist society where you need money to walk out your fucking door. Like, no one's going to argue that it's better to not have money than to have money. But it's
some
like,
people might argue
I think
that.
Their point.
People who are like, oh, I just want to like go to an island and like live off the land.
Okay, so let them do that. But like, they're not living in the society then.
Right.
We're talking
they're
about
taking
people who
themselves
want to
out of
the
game.
Society.
Yeah. If you're in the game, of course you want to win the game.
Right. Even though like, it's not like a game, like no one's thinking, oh, my life is a game. And like,
well, in
although that does sound like a Real Housewives tagline.
In Squid Game, it is a game.
Right. Right. I wish you had seen the end because I would
love
to talk
about next week.
And we can talk about next week. And also we are doing a sub episode about it today and it's coming out today. So.
Right. Well, I'll listen after I finish watching.
And listeners, if you want to hear more analysis, but that includes the end, listen to the sub today. We're talking about it.
I'm really excited to watch it. First, it's funny how like, not interested. I feel like it's funny how not into it at all I was. And then
same. I was like, can I avoid this one? Like I was thinking, I was like, can I avoid this one? Like maybe it will pass.
Right.
That's sort of how TV is now. It's like if you're not really into the thing everyone's talking about, you just sort of have to like wait for it to pass.
Right. That's how I feel about Ted Lasso. Sorry, Sean.
I also, I mean, here's the thing. I tried to watch Ted Lasso, like, a while ago and I couldn't pay attention
like
to it. I
think it like just, right.
I couldn't get into it, but maybe if I gave it another chance, I could get into it. It's just like, not my vibe. That's the thing. I think it's not
Sean,
like
Sean, I think
vibe.
It's your vibe. I think that's the difference.
Totally Sean.
But people
vibe.
who love Ted Lasso, that's like all they want to talk about is Ted Lasso. And I'm like, I'm waiting for like the Ted Lasso excitement to just like
it may never
move on.
It may never, it may come back when there's a new season. But I just feel like the premise of the show is not one that's interesting to me. Like watching a coach of us kids.
It's the sports
I don't give a
angle.
Fuck.
It's like
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Show me rich people doing bad things. That's how I got into Squid Game. I was like, oh, there's going to be rich.
That should be a Netflix genre. Rich people
doing bad
things.
Put me in charge of the genre, Netflix.
We've all been there, trying to fit everything we might need for a trip, only to end up with a suitcase bursting at the seams. But with Bass, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip? No problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes? Bring them all with Bass. I love my Bass. I bring it literally everywhere I could possibly need a carry-on bag. And that's because, like I just said, they have thought of everything. I love that my bag expands. And so when I overpack, as I literally do every single time, I don't have to sit on my suitcase anymore to try to squeeze it shut. I can just use the extender. Honestly, makes my life so much easier. It's one less thing to worry about having to contemplate, do I need to bring this? Do I not need to bring it? I can just bring it and have the peace of mind that I have it. And my Bass allows me to do that. So it really just eases my whole peace of mind when traveling. Bass has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Bass has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Bass has your personal items covered. Right now, Bass is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/betches. Go to basetravel.com/betches for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/betches. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Did you see they did the Gabby Petito autopsy?
Yeah, and he killed her clearly. Allegedly, clearly.
Right, allegedly. Yeah. Clearly. I mean, I wonder if they're ever, do you think they'll ever find him? It's been like a while. I feel like he's in Mexico.
I think he probably has to be in Mexico. Like, I don't see where, or he's literally living off of the land. He's gotten out of the society.
Forever, right? Like, what's the end game?
Maybe he shows up as like a very successful drug lord in Mexico in 10 years.
Right. I mean, I think we talked about this last time. I think about this case that's just like, you look at his like Instagrams from a while ago, it's like all about how much he like loves her. And like, so like, if literally if you came across this thing, you'd be like, that's a guy who loves his fiance a lot. Like,
well, okay. That was also kind of like Nicole Kidman's character in Big Little Lies. That was like literally the premise of her character.
Right.
I think that's common.
But this
thing.
Is real. Like I'm saying, this is actually yeah. like, this well, is
right. Those are real couples. Like, abusive husbands who couldn't hide it.
Yeah.
So like, also like, I don't think he like planned to strangle her. I think he probably like, it was like definitely but like a moment of passion kind of thing.
I don't know. With strangling, I mean, I do think it's not like you see it on TV. Like it takes a long time to strangle someone. Does it not? I feel like it takes like minutes.
Yeah. But it doesn't take like days. Yeah. But hours, you have to plan it.
Yeah. I can see like accidentally stabbing someone or pushing them or like, if you're strangling someone, if you're holding someone down for like many, many minutes, to me, that's not like an accident. Like if you would just let go after like a few seconds, right, but, if it was an accident.
Right. But I don't think like he probably had like severe, because they had said that he had hit her in the past. He probably had like severe anger issues. And when people have that, they like black out for minutes in anger. And then like, you've seen movies where like that happens.
I guess like, it always, in the movies, it's always like, oh, like they hold the pillow over their head for like 20 seconds and then they're dead. But I think in real life, like it actually takes like quite a bit of time to be like strangling someone or like suffocating them for them to fully be dead.
Well, I've never tried, so I don't know, but
I don't know. You've seen things.
Can you read about it? Can you Google it? We can Google it.
Okay. Well, I just Googled it. How long does it take to strangle someone? I hope no one, I hope the gods never look at this computer, which is a business computer. And it says,
that journalists would be probably do this.
That would
be
an interesting one too. I always think like, this would be an interesting one to explain.
You could be like,
court.
Just go listen to the October 14th episode of Betches and you'll see Betches her talking podcast. About Gabby Petito. Yeah.
Says it can take less than 10 seconds for a person to lose consciousness as a result of strangulation, and death can occur in just under 5 minutes. 5 minutes is a long time.
But he doesn't have to strangle her for 5 minutes. He does, like, she could have lost consciousness and then died. Like,
I guess. I don't know. This is a very violent episode all around. We got Squid Game. Gabby Petito, the whole thing.
He definitely, look, if that guy would have been abusive in the past and like hit her in the past, he was fully capable of strangling her. Like, I don't think it takes long enough that like, and I don't think it's, even if it's like, quote unquote, like a moment of passion, that doesn't necessarily mean it's an accident. Like a moment of passion could be like
a 5 minute
like an
stint.
Accident would be like an accident, like truly accidental push. But a moment of passion would be like, you got so mad and he pushed her.
Right. It's just an interesting choice on his end. Like, okay, like he allegedly strangles her and then just decide, like, I'm just going to drive home.
What other option did he have?
I would just like, if I were him and I was like trying to escape, I would just like not go home. I would just like leave. I would go to Mexico before anyone even, I mean, I wouldn't be strangling anyone, but like, I would probably go, I would probably leave the country before anyone even like knew what was going on.
I think he was trying to almost suggest another story. Like, why would he like, oh, he's so innocent. Why would he run away? Like, but then, you know what I mean? Like, oh, he just went home.
But then suggest another story. Don't like not speak to anyone at all ever.
Well, then I think he took a page out of like the Lauren Spearer boys book where it's like, oh, if I just don't say anything, like everyone can think what they want. And, you know,
well, I get, and maybe if they never but found
it's different
the body,
they didn't
might
find
be,
her.
Yeah. Right.
But with Gabby Petito, like they found her and it's like, yeah, he was on the run before, but like there was still a tiny sliver of possibility that like she accidentally fell, tiny sliver, and that he got scared and ran. Now there's no sliver of possibility of that. Cause like you don't strangle yourself in the wilderness. Like,
yeah, it's clearly like, I mean, so clear.
Cause he probably like, maybe he thought like, oh, maybe they'll like think it was, maybe they'll think I'm innocent and like a random person found her and strangled. Like I just abandoned her, went home.
But if that was the case, you would like talk to her parents.
But
that's what I'm saying.
Like,
it doesn't seem
was
like well thought
out. I don't think he was I don't get a particularly smart vibe from him from watching that video.
It just seemed very
don't get like,
ill-planned.
I do not get criminal mastermind from him. I get like fucked up frat boy who like,
cause here's
did
the thing.
Not complete his education.
He tried to do a half cover up, and that's so much worse than either no cover up or a full cover up. You can't do a half cover up.
No, he was not you know what? There's just like some people, and I think Erica Jane is one of them, not to bring her up again, but it's like, they're so like convinced that they can like convince the world of the possibility of their very unlikely story. Like they're really confident in their ability to make the world believe their sliver of a possibility of what happened. So they like kind of, they don't like make the right decision by either like turning yourself in
they're
or
too
like
confident.
Yeah. Like they're too confident that the world is going to just believe them.
I listened to a true crime podcast called Red Handed, and they have like a shirt and they've been saying it's called like loud, confident and wrong.
Which is very
much this sort of situation.
Yeah. I feel like that's our theme lately.
This podcast.
Yeah. No, wait,
every podcast, about all the inaccuracies of all the different things that we said on this podcast.
No, I feel like we've been saying like loud, confident, and wrong in a lot of scenarios lately.
That too. Yeah. But anyway, we've got a ton of great TV coming out in the next couple of weeks. We've got you coming out on this Friday, tomorrow, Succession on Sunday, and Curb on the 24th. I'm so excited. These are some lighter shows. Well, most of them, actually not really, just Curb.
Yeah.
Which are you most excited for?
I'm most excited for I read a review of the Succession season. It didn't have spoilers, but I think I'm more excited. I don't know. Curb, I don't care about you. It said it was like the same.
Okay.
Like they didn't up the ante. So that lowered my expectations.
Okay. I'm excited for that because it's like a story I'll get invested in as opposed to like Curb, which is like one-off kind of like funny, but then I'll forget about it. Probably.
Same. Like I don't remember what happened in Curb like
last season,
other than like the spite store.
I remember the Trump hat thing. That was hysterical.
Yeah.
He wants someone to talk to.
So yes. really funny.
I feel like if he does COVID stuff, it'll be really funny.
Oh,
there's
so
much. There's so much you could do there.
He has and to like do COVID stuff. Yeah. There's nothing else.
That's probably like, why he came back. This is there's yeah. so much material around like the 6 feet and like the
yeah.
the whole. I'm really excited everything. To like yeah. see his take on like this past
COVID
year.
Had such like a funny. You know, it would have been so funny, like a COVID guide to etiquette, like a pamphlet, almost like a satirical right. pamphlet,
or like outing people who you see. Can you imagine? Like, I can just imagine an episode where he like sees two people like not distancing, or someone yeah. like sees him. Someone sees him not distancing,
and then they want to hang out with him, or like they want to hang out with him, and he's right. like, "I saw you not distancing."
Do you have to tell people that you know, like, because I saw someone 3 weeks ago that may have had COVID, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's really funny.
And we just did the season ourselves. No one needs to watch. They could just hear.
Yeah.
We're speculating.
Right. I know. I feel like we could come up with some really good curb scenarios. Totally. If they want to hire us for that.
Yes. Please hire us.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Let's do our game of the week.
Let's do our game of the week. Sean, we're ready for you.
This week's game is inspired by the hit series Squid Game, and our version is called Kid Games, and it's all about popular American children's games. To lead us through it, as always, Sean.
Oh, man. Okay, great. First of all, I will tell you, Jordana, you've been vindicated on the Ted Lasso thing. I finished
really?
The season.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't that good.
The second season
turned out not to be that good.
I'm so excited that I've turned Ted Lasso's number one fan against I've just been planting seeds in your mind about how it's not that great. And then here you are, a convert.
I know. That's yeah. But there's always something coming. And there are more shows right now than ever before that I'm excited.
Right. Maybe you just liked it because there was nothing.
There was fucking nothing out. On this summer. Yeah. That's the truth. All right. So this game is called Kid Games. It is inspired by Squid Game, obviously. And the gist here is that it's going to be a before and after style game, like on Jeopardy. Okay. So each correct answer will include the name of a popular children's game, but the clue will be a two-parter. So here's an example. This is what you'd get if a 13th century explorer designed a Ralph Lauren style collared top.
Got it.
Anybody want to guess the answer?
Marco Polo.
That's right. It would be a Marco Polo shirt would be the answer
I'm
there.
So
okay.
Confused. Okay.
So Marco Polo is the children's game, but there will be a part of the clue that connects to the game. Does that make sense?
Okay. All
right. Here we go.
Tron should be the host of Jeopardy, the new host.
That's what we're going to do. Let's just do that. Fuck it. All right.
But no, we need him to be our podcast.
Yeah, I'll make an appearance every Thursday on this show when I have a break. All right. So as always, okay, you guys are going to take turns receiving the clue. In the event that you can't get it correct, your co-host gets a chance to steal. Sammy, you're going to go first. Here we go.
Boy.
So I just want to warn you guys, some of these clues are pretty wordy.
I love games.
All right, here we go. Sammy, this is what you'd get if an outgoing president in their final term slowly turned into the female counterpart of a gander.
Duck, duck, goose.
Okay, continue. So remember, there's two parts to the answer.
Lame duck, goose.
We'll take
lame duck, duck, goose.
Lame duck, goose is the correct answer. Okay. Sammy's on the board. 1 point.
Okay. I'm still trying to understand like the game itself.
Oh, yeah. So was the other one like Marco Polo Ralph Lauren?
It would be Marco Polo shirt was the first one. And this one would be lame duck, duck, goose.
Got it.
All
okay,
right.
I'm getting it.
So Sammy gets the point. All right. Jordana.
Thank you for giving me one catered to the things that I care about.
Yeah. I knew you would know the lame duck thing. Okay. Jordana, question number two. This one goes to you. This is what you'd get if you jumped on one leg through a series of boxes, then washed it all down with a whiskey and Coke.
Hopscotch Jack.
It is not what the answer we're looking for. Sammy, do you want to try and steal?
Hopped up on scotch?
That's pretty good. No, the answer we were looking for was hopscotch and soda. Because scotch and soda, it's a drink.
Oh, scotch and soda. It's also
whiskey and Coke.
I still kind of think I get that one. I don't know.
All right, we'll give her the point.
Okay. Is scotch and Coke a drink?
Scotch and soda.
Scotch and soda.
Oh, scotch and soda. Okay.
Okay. All right, I'm giving her the
we're
point.
We're
like
all right. Tequila soda
we're both
girls.
On the board. This is so. True. Yeah. Sammy, your turn. Here we go. This is what you get if you mixed the guitar-themed cafe and casino with a game we play to decide who goes first.
Hard rocks, paper, scissors.
That is correct. It is
Hard
rock, paper, scissors. That's absolutely correct. Sammy, 2 points.
Yeah.
Well played. Okay, question number four, Jordana. This is what you would be if you went from playing a game of secret telling and challenge making to being a thrill-seeking risk taker.
Thrill-seeking risk taker.
Got it. Sammy's ready to steal if you can't get it,
Jordana. Telephone something? No. Okay. I don't
know. That is incorrect. Sammy, do you want to try and steal this one?
Truth or daredevil?
That is correct. Truth or daredevil. And Sammy steals the point. Sammy, you're up next. Okay. This is what you'd have if you hopped over a friend's back.
Okay.
Then you couldn't manage to get a word out. So this is what you'd have if you hopped over a friend's back, then couldn't manage to get a word out.
Leapfrog in my throat.
That's correct.
Holy shit.
My throat. Sammy now has 4 points. She jumps Jordana's, ahead to a
Jordana's
huge lead.
So confused and upset.
All right, Jordana, next question goes
useless
to you.
Skill. Okay.
We have three left. Here we go. This is what you would do, Jordana, if you played a game of X's and O's.
Okay.
Then went to see how cold a swimming pool is without actually getting it.
Tic-tac, dip your toe.
Brilliant. That's correct.
Okay.
I was going for tic-tac-toe in the water. Tic-tac, dip your toe in the water. Okay. Jordana gets the point. Next one. Again, Sam, this is your last clue. Here we go. This is what you would play if you went to a theater to see a Zac Efron Disney Channel classic, but there were one too few seats for everyone to share.
High School Musical chairs.
That's correct. Sammy
there you
gets
go.
It. 5 points to Sammy, Jordana. You are a lame duck in this game because you only have one clue. Now, you can't catch up, but let's see if you can get this clue correct. All right, this clue involves two different kids games. Okay, so you're going to connect two kids games. This is what you'd get if you went from trying to grab the other team's prized fabric to then throwing around the old pigskin but not trying to tackle the other team.
Flag football, flag touch football?
Not exactly. Let me read it again. This is what you get if you went from trying to grab the other team's prized fabric to throwing around the old pigskin and not trying to tackle the other team.
Capture the flag touch football?
Got it. Nailed it. Capture the flag football is the correct answer. Jordana closes it out. On a point, Sammy, you are the victor in today's kids games.
Thank you.
It is a tough game. It is one of my favorite categories on Jeopardy, but it usually is the hardest one.
I feel like I'd be good at Squid Game.
Honestly, everyone has been saying that to me, and I'm just like, you can't all be good at Squid Game.
Not the marble thing, because that's just like luck.
I actually feel like I would be good at Red Light, Green Light, and then from there, it's just crapshoot.
I want to play Red Light, Green Light now, but like high stakes.
Wait, you know what I was thinking? Okay, Avi's birthday is on the 19th, and I want to have a Squid Game themed birthday party for him. But the issue is we need a lot of space. Like you don't have a roof anymore. You need a rope, you know.
You don't have your roof anymore?
No more roof. No more roof. Yeah. Like, but yeah, if you're interested, we could arrange that. Maybe we could do it in Central Park.
Yeah, I would love that. Let's do that.
Okay, so we can get some marbles. We can get a rope. We can skip the bridge game.
A red hoodie. Or is it like pink? It's like pinkish red. And then instead of dying, the loser just has to leave.
You get to play the next game. That's great.
No, they just have to sit on the sides.
Okay,
so maybe it would only be three games. Maybe it would only be red light, green light, tug of war, although I don't know where we're getting a big rope, and the marble game. Maybe I'll talk to him about that.
I love that. That would be great.
Right. I think it would be so fun because I actually think all our friends would really enjoy it.
I would. We'll see who would actually win. And then, you know.
Yeah. Okay. We need to find a rope, though. Let me know if you know any ropes.
You know, people are going to Home Depots and buying ropes. And when they check out, the person at the register is always like, oh, you're putting together a Squid Game.
It's really funny.
Did you do that, Sean?
No, I just saw articles today about how so many people are playing Squid Game.
Are they out of rope?
No, I'm sure there's still rope. There's an unlimited supply of rope in the world. I'm just saying you can't get out of there without the cashier asking you if you're playing Squid Game.
I don't mind.
Can we do different games? Can we do hopscotch?
Hopscotch and soda? I don't know. Yes. We have to get some. I think we need games that can be played on grass. Because I think we should do this in Central Park.
Flag football.
That's not part of the Squid Game.
Okay, I'll think of some stuff. Anyway.
Do you want to make us some honeycombs?
I don't know where you would even get that, but we could do something similar. Like
I think you could make them pretty easily, but
I don't know. All right. Anyway, that's it for this week's AdVetches podcast. Don't forget new episodes come out every Thursday.
And be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll talk to you next week on the AdVetches podcast.
AdVetches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Dana Samuel. Editing by Sean Kilby and Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow @Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com. Betches.